Okay, we're on page Reishai in the second column. Leisasuru achrei levavichem v'achrei einechem. We already spoke last week that achrei levavichem refers to the different taivas of a person which cause him to seek alternatives to responsibility of a creator, of there being a creator. V'hem shechma morab zal v'achrei einechem zuznus. And after your eyes, that's nus. When the vayra dover al pi marshal, shebaboy adam mibikurei began achayis lurais hanefloys hashoynais. Somebody returns from the zoo, from visiting the zoo. Biyisapel lechaveiroi shara apil, and let's tell his friend that he saw an elephant. Harei imishaleu, if his friend will ask him, mehmoya apil zachar in the keva. Was the elephant male or female? Mevadei tia tshuva mayich bisli mayinaf kamina. Who cares if it was a male or female elephant? Harei basi l'sapel l'chadaver chidish shariisi beria gadayla shaliisi meyala. I'm telling you, there's this gigantic creature that I've never seen before. Kein sarachli is mabit to adam al kol anivraim. So too, when a person looks at a creature, ki yeika mashiyira yia ha'adam, very yashanivra b'tzelem lekim. You see a human being, you see a creature that was created in the form of God. Amayim nafkaminei muzachar in the cave, male or female. Aval im be'es milei sakrenusei b'mitzias ha'ilam ha'ilach acharei hinayim. But if somebody, when he's looking, lahachli ra'inya de'riya shitchis, and he looks at, he looks at a superficial way. You don't see a person. He sees only the externality of the person. Okay, it's a very intellectual approach. He said, when you see a person, you have to see the pnimius of the person, not the chitzanius of the person. Funny, because when you see an elephant, you don't only see the pnimius of the elephant, but you see the maise habayre that you see. And so that's the surach reinechem. And so I'll tell you something interesting. Many years ago, I was giving the Navi share, we were up to the story of David and Bathsheba. So you can figure it out for yourself. David and Melech Shmuel Beis. So it was, Mark, how many years ago? It's early Shmuel Beis. I assume it was 25 years ago. So like 20-something years ago. So Rav Palm Kedarko, he asked me on Thursday afternoon, he said, what do you plan to talk about? So I told him, Chazal say, Lechot David Ela Be'einav. That David really didn't sin. Everything he did was explainable. Except lechata David ela be'einav, he just is looking at a woman in an improper way on David's madrega. So I told him I plan to give a shir, another shir about a lomdish shir about the sin of looking where you're not supposed to look. And a chakira, if the looking is the avera, or the result of the looking is the avera, or that was my I prepared a whole shir on it. So Rapam said to me, "No, you can't give that shir." I said, Rebbe, it's Thursday. You know, I prepare ahead of time. I have yeshiva Friday, you know, like it. So you can't get the shir. I said, why not? He said, when it comes to the Avera of Lysasurach Reinechem, he says, no two people are the same. It has to do with human nature. It's a very personal thing, and some people, look a lot, and some people, you know, don't know, some people look and notice, some people don't look and don't notice, some people don't think about it much, and some people think about it a lot. It's not shavu l'chol nefesh. Whatever you're going to say is either going to be not good for one group or not good for another group. It's not a dover shavu l'chol nefesh. You know, some people who don't even think about it, you're going to bring it up, they're going to start noticing. And then some people, you know, you'll say it's a terrible thing, and for them it's a very normal thing. There's no shavu l'chol nefesh. So, I have to scrap around and find something else. But it's an important lesson. I've since noted that eighth grade rebbeim would talk about this topic, do more damage than good. They do more damage than good. You know, the boys who, A boy once came to me. He wasn't eighth grade anymore, but he told me he's eighth grade. Rabbi told him that you know that certain averus are you can't go to Olam Haba for it, and you know you can't. So a person who is Olam Hatala is the worst avera. So he asked him, well, being mezana with Isurei Lavim, that's not the worst avera. Yeah, lav. See, let's say somebody has a kisha. So you should go be bayil a zayna. You should go to a zayna. That's a better idea, no? He said, no. He said, why not? If this is avera, you lose all your olam haba. You should better go and do a maisis nos. So he said, no. So you know who says this? The Kesem Mishnah. You see the Magamish Kesem Mishnah. There's Kesem Mishnah on the Rambam. He says, we say all these things about it. It doesn't mean that you should go and do a maisis nos instead. You know, like, it's not as bad as that. So it's a very touchy subject. There are rebbeim who talk about it, and they have no business talking about it. And people write books on it which don't belong, which are terrible books, well intended. So in Camp Agoda, someone shipped for free a whole box of books. I put it straight into Seamus. Someone shipped a box of books on the Inyan of Ois Habris, I think it was called. I took the box and put it into Seamus unopened. You know, like, all it does is damage. It doesn't do any good. Anyway, the message is that no two people are the same, and each person deals with things the way he deals with it. Up and violate Rapop's instruction by talking about it now, but I'm just saying.
Everybody's gates are different.
Yeah, for sure.
Does that apply? That principle in general, when you give them, let's say, shores and yeshiva,
there are certain topics that are more, people are more consistent. The private things, nobody knows what's doing by the other person. Each person assumes that his sense of balance is everybody else's. It's really that way with everything, but things that people know about, it's a little easier. You know, you talk about, when you talk about Shabbos or Treifis or, these are much more appropriate to talk about. They're much more, uniform. Okay, at any rate, Asheratem Zaynim Achareim, Akavonim. Kilunember, Asher Achreim Ata Zaynim. Saying the Hebrew structure of the sentence is Asher, that Achreim Ata Zaynim, that you stray after them. Behind Kivan Sha'atem Sarim. Acharu Oseinechem. Hariatem Nasim Zaynim. When you follow the desire of your eyes, you become Zayna. Zayna is a strayer. K'may Isha Zayna. Like a woman who strays, she'ena b'nemonis, who's not faithful. Kena ha'ilach acharena meisir estem unose HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yishleim eroit, she'hinei b'chol ha'aver yishar b'tayra. Ena HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarif machshava ra'a l'maisa. Normally, machshava, it doesn't count as an avera. Shem ola baratzen ha'adam litay ma'chal ha'asr. A person thought of eating treifis, a lashek, or to cheat, a ligzal asulas, or to steal. There's no punishment for the thought. If he didn't do it, these two are different. The thought is the avera. So already, just following the machshava makes a person unfaithful. In this case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's a machshavist that a person. Now it's known. The Rambam says the Rambam's lashon ha'adam chafshi b'dimyaynai. Ha'adam chafshi b'dimyaynai. You can't tell somebody don't think about something because he's definitely going to think about it. It's very hard to tell somebody. You know, the Gemara says that. What? Means that machshavas that come to your mind of averus, of apikursus, osnos, you have to push away. But you have to push it away. The Rambam's language, if you pick out a Rambam, you say the Atayra, he doesn't say a person should not think God has a body. His lashon is, if a person will think that God has a body, so you should know that it's not that way. Ain't no prayer. Or if you think there are two gods, you should know it's that way. He doesn't say not let him think it. His lashon is what?
spends a tremendous amount.
I'm not an expert in Maran Nevuchim, but he definitely spends time saying that it's not true that God has physicality, or that God, that there are multiple gods. But he doesn't say it's an Avera for the thought to cross your mind. He says that it's an Avera. He says that if the thought crosses your mind, you should know that it's not so.
It's
happy coincidence.
But the Rabbi says there are greater people than the Rambam who believe that.
Well, I don't know what that Rabbi means, but...
That's what Chaim Priske says, never can have occurrence and also have occurrence.
Yeah. Yeah, we know he's Ein HaGuf. My point is that it's not, if somebody for some reason has a type to think God has a guf, we don't understand why anybody ever thought these things, but if somebody will have that machshava, so he has to know that it's not so. But the thought crossing a person's mind is not the Avera, because Adon Chashi B'dim Yaina.
This is something Rabbi Victor Mill wrote about, and the kasha he asked was, but the Torah does it all the time. The Torah talks about Einei Hashem, Raglei Hashem, Yirokas.
That's the Maran Nevuchim. The Maran Nevuchim, the first section of Maran Nevuchim writes at great length that Targum Onkelos came to remove all expressions of physicality from God. What?
Anthropomorphous.
Do people believe it? I don't have a type to think God has a body. Like, what? Why would a person think it? All the minus, there's a ruach of shtus in the world, and then it passes, and then new ruach shtus comes up in the world. You know, they used to believe in multiple gods, and much of the world believed in multiple gods. Today they can't even believe in one. You know, there's no room for two, but one. You know. Yeah, the Avera Mashava is not that it can't cross a person's mind, it's an Avera belief. And that's a problem. Okay. Uberashi, Bepirish Apostle, Glaisasura, Achel of Adachem, Vechere, Einechem. Pirish Zelashan. Rashi says the following. Kamai Mitur Ha'aretz. Glaisasuru is like by the Baraglim. They went Mitur Ha'aretz from a Tayar, from a visit through the land. Halei Ve'inayim He'Meraglim. Luguf, the eyes and the heart are the intermediaries to the body. And they bring him all the improper things. So Ein Raya, the eye sees, Valev Chaimed, and the heart desires, Vaguf Aises Averis. Now look at the order. It says the eye sees and the heart desires. What's in the Pasik? The opposite order. What's the dimian to the miraglim? What does that mean? A miraglim like bodu dover malibam. They didn't lie. Ella amru es shavardu balatora aretz eretz echelas yishvei. B'chol amasher reinu b'secha and shemidais. B'sham reinu asan pila midayanok. They said the truth. They said they saw people busy with levayas all the time. They saw giants. They did see people dying. They did see a very powerful nation. It's human nature to absorb from your surroundings based on your thoughts from before. Happens all the time. Two people look at one thing. One will see holiness, and one will see the physical stones and wood. They looked at the Holy Land as a physical place. They saw shawarma stands, and they saw whatever they see. You know, Yerayim Kedushas Aretz, Ayyam Emisim Levachayim. And they appreciated the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. They would not have frightened their brethren. Hayushalchem Emes Hava Ara. Vayyam Alhivin Libam. They would have put fire into them and excited them. Bechibas HaKadosh. Ashu Kulam Aynim Vaymrim Alay Nala. They all say, let's go up. El Shatachas Lurias, Big Lurias, Bikirias Arba, Bakam Kedusha, Shayyishayne Chevrai. instead of seeing the holiness of those that are in Chevron, they saw the giants that were there. So saying, wow, this is where Avram at the age of 100 did a bris. A shasham niglu ayel of hamalachim. A liris har Maria, shnekachim Yitzchak Avinu. A liris ha'eshel, shenot Avram Avinu be'Beersheba. Or to see the tree that he planted in Beersheba. Lekarev kol oiver b'shav la'muna b'ashem. Ro, rak, eitzim v'avadim. B'sadeh sukramim. V'arim b'tzures. B'chay b'gvayt la'sayim u'briach. This is exactly what takes place today. In Eretz Yisrael, there are people who go, and it's just a destination. It's not a place of holiness. If you don't see the holiness, you don't sense the holiness. You don't feel it. Very sad. Israel tourist. Israel has a tourist. I don't know what they call it. A tourist organization. Which it's just the weirdest thing. What their emblem is? What's the emblem of the Israel Tourist Agency? What? It's the Meraglim with the grapes. That's what they said. That's the thing, Meraglim. If it's so beautiful, what he says, you know. So they had.
What I'm saying is that it's not like that.
Right. So they advertised the Mediterranean beaches of Tel Aviv, the nightlife in Tel Aviv. There were radio spots. I'm sure they're on TV too, I just don't have TV, about Visit Israel and the nightlife in Tel Aviv and the beaches, Mediterranean beaches. I read an article that they stopped it. Someone told them, look, if you want to advertise nightlife, you don't got to go to Tel Aviv. There are plenty of cities in Europe that have better nightlife. If you want to advertise Mediterranean beaches, they have to come to the Mediterranean beaches in Israel. Plenty of Mediterranean beaches all over Europe. You have to advertise what's unique about you, what's special about you. So now they teach it's the land of the three religions and whatever is unique. But it's exactly that point. That what do you want to see? You see Israel. What do you see? You see the nightlife. You see the beaches. Like, it depends what you want to look at. And there are two people look at the same thing. And there's no question. They see very, very different, very different things. You go to a shir, two people walk out, and somebody who had hit right comes out in the spoil, and someone else comes out sleepy. It's just the way it is. It's human nature. Some people want to see the meaning, and some people don't. That's it. At any rate, I'm going to saw so many years. This year I took two very sincere Masifta boys, and they said some things to me that just, it was, they appreciate Eretz Yisrael more than I did. I've been there so many times. I mentioned the shul already, some of the things they said to me. It was, they really appreciated it. And the plane on the way back, I told one of them, people are back 24 hours, 48 hours, it's like they never went. And he looked at me incredulously. He said, "What? What? You guys saw they come back? It's like they never went. How could that be? You don't understand them." He's right. Anyway, that's where Schwab's lying. That it's not that they lied on what they saw. It's just what they saw. What do you see? Someone goes to a chayk and he asks you, "What do you see?" You saw an old man. Not lying, but yeah. What he says, and then we're going to stop. We're going to finish the parable. What he says afterwards, it's very geschmack. He says, Rashi says, the eye sees and the heart desires. Right? That's the way it is. You see something and then it makes you have a taiva. But the pasuk says, achrei levavchem v'achrei nechem, the opposite order. The insight is, when you have the taiva, then you see the things that cause the taiva. Whatever you walk into looking for, whatever you look in, what you notice with your eyes is, it's like a spiral, your heart causes you to see, and the see causes you to want, and causes you to see some more. But really, that's the Seder Advar. The ayin and the pei has to be in the right order. In Eicha, the ayin and pei are reversed. Right, the letters of the alphabet are all in order, except the eye and the mouth. You're supposed to see and then speak, and here they put the words ahead of their eyes, the miraglim. You know, they said what they were sort of predetermined to do. I mean, they determined to do.